to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show on this Friday morning, the 23rd of October, 2020. What a couple of days in sport we've got coming up for you. We'll run through it all in the next 25 minutes or so on The Breakfast by Andrew Mays with you until the start of The Breakfast Club at 6 this morning. Let's start in the footy world where Tom Hawkins yesterday spoke about his fitness ahead of the grand final.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough start to the week. One I would have rather to spend with my teammates, but I'm feeling really good. I trained last night. I feel good today. I'm feeling fine. Thanks for asking.
Tom Hawkins speaking yesterday, A-OK, which is great news. 27 in Brisbane today, 28 tomorrow with a possible shower. Here's Justin Lepich on the weather.
Yeah, we feel in any weather we play well. That's, I guess, the beauty about our game styling. We think it holds up in many styles. So it's really, I think the rain will help us, no doubt, because it keeps the ball on the ground. And I think Geelong are a possession-based team. I think the whole footy world knows that. But I don't think that's going to do the job. That's not going to be enough.
To the racing world now, Kieran Maher said yesterday on Racing Pulse he had a bit of a sigh of relief after his horse, Grand Slam, just made it through the final field selection for the Cox Plate.
We were on the receiving end of that last year when we had Humidogs just got, was emergency. So I suppose they might have thought it was our turn this time around.
It certainly is. He's also got Sir Dragon Able here. His thoughts on his two runners, plus Kieran McAvoy on his build-up next on The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Stacks to get through today on this public holiday Friday in Melbourne and Victoria. Hopefully for those of you listening in the country, have a nice relaxing day. For those of us in Melbourne, can't do much, but at least we can go a little bit further than 5 kilometres like the last month or so. Coming up on The Breakfast Club after 6 o'clock, there is stacks to get through. The early mail before 7 o'clock. After 7, a huge Cox Plate edition of the Friday form with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn running you through all the quaddy legs. Plus, of course, Manukato Stakes night tonight. We'll get Dean's thoughts on that. Then after 7:40 this morning, this will be very interesting. Ben Buckley, the chairman of North Melbourne, to join the guys. And then after 8, the Friday footy preview. Boomer Harvey, he will be on to preview the grand final with Half Whitey and Rammer. After 8:30, of course, Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate. A huge Friday form focus with Mick Sharkey after 9 o'clock. Make sure if you miss that, grab the podcast, rsn.net.au, or subscribe to your local podcast store. Then after 10:30, as always on a Friday, Hamish McLaughlin and Dean Lester will join Gareth Hall, and then all the form ahead of a huge weekend. It'll take about 2 hours, the form today, because there is so much quality racing across the weekend. We can't wait for one of the biggest racing and sporting weekends of the year, or perhaps we'll ever experience with the delayed grand final this year. Let's head to the footy world, and of course, away from the grand final, the big news yesterday was the fact that North Melbourne and senior coach Rhys Shaw have parted ways. Statement released by North Melbourne late yesterday confirming the news after Rhys Shaw had experienced some mental health issues. He'd taken some time away from the game, but that time now is permanent, unfortunately. Shaw said to the North Melbourne members yesterday, "I'm immensely grateful to the North Melbourne Football Club for the opportunity it afforded me as a senior coach and want to express my heartfelt gratitude to the football department and club staff, as well as North's incredible members and supporters who together endured an extraordinary challenging season. Your contribution, commitment and dedication to this club was enormous, and I am deeply grateful to the players. I will forever cherish the relationships we built and the stories we shared, and I'm grateful for the courage and belief you demonstrated along the journey. I'd also like to extend my thanks to members of the AFL media for the care and respect they've shown during this time." So Rhys Shaw and North Melbourne officially parting ways yesterday, and now the search is on for a new coach. Ben Buckley with more on that from a North Melbourne perspective with the guys on The Breakfast Club a little later this morning. Let's head to matters on the field, and we'll start with Tom Hawkins, who spoke yesterday about his fitness, a bit of drama at the start of the week, but he's A-OK heading into tomorrow night's grand final.
I've been through this before. So it's nothing that's new. So it hasn't affected me in my preparation. It's just made it a little bit different. Yeah, just not wanting to do too much. So I've got a couple more sessions that I'll be able to be involved in later in the week. So I look forward to being involved in those. But yeah, I've trained all year, haven't missed any sessions. So it'll do me the world of good just to freshen up. And I honestly feel great. So yeah. We've been away for 100 and so days. I've felt fine the whole time. So it's just funny how it works. I had a bit of a sniffle actually before the season restart in round five. Same thing. I was thinking, how's this for timing? But I usually get it once a year, and living in close confinement with my family, so I've picked something up. But as I said, I'm feeling good.
Let's head to Tom Lynch now, key forward at Geelong, now to the key forward at the Tigers. He spoke on Fox Sports yesterday ahead of the grand final.
Yeah, obviously it's very exciting to be a grand final week. You always dream of getting to a grand final, and we feel very fortunate to get a chance on the weekend. I think we've had, I don't think there'll be many changes this weekend. We've got a fairly settled side, and we don't have any injury concerns to speak of. So we're obviously Soldo's going out, and it's a sad story for him. And he's unfortunate that he won't be part of it. He'll miss a fair bit of footy next year. But apart from that, yeah, we're really excited. Yeah, I feel great. I feel, obviously I think there would have been a few knocks and stuff, but everyone pulled up well. I feel great. And it was a tough game. It was a tough finals game, wet conditions. But raring to go. I think you learn pretty quickly. You got to just value the opinion of the people that you care about and are close to. Obviously, you get pumped up pretty quickly. You can get pumped up pretty quickly, and then you can sort of cop it a little bit pretty quickly as well. So you just got to know that, you got to value what Dimmer says, what coach says, and what the players said. We'll go away too many 50s against Brisbane. We gave away too many free kicks against them, and we needed to clean that up. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been pretty good at that. So I think when you're, if you're going hard, you might slip up every now and again. But every club does that from time to time. But yeah, I think we'll play pretty hard at the ball and pretty fair. Yeah, I think the contest is going to be massive, and obviously a territory game. And yeah, obviously Geelong's been an amazing side for a long time now. And I think we just need to make sure we don't allow them to chip it around like that. And obviously it's tough to do.
Tom Lynch there speaking yesterday. Let's head to the boss now, Gillon McLachlan, ahead of the night grand final tomorrow.
I think people feel that it's a good time to have a look at it. And I think we'll see where we get to it. Whatever the siren is at 9:45 or 10 o'clock on the final siren on Saturday night. And I think everyone then will be able to have an objective view, have a look at from start to finish. There's going to be obviously a beautiful winding lead into the game, and there'll be something at half time. And I think then everyone can judge a night grand final on its merits.
Maybe a permanent fixture in the future. Yeah, let us know on Monday what you think of the night grand final. Let's head now to a little bit of trade news yesterday. Brad Crouch confirming that he has nominated the Saints as his destination as a restricted free agent. And also reports that Jai Caldwell will commit to the Bombers for 5 years on a contract of upwards of $550,000 per season. Let's start, first of all, with Brad Crouch.
I feel pretty excited about St Kilda and the way they're tracking. I've sort of looked from afar and seen some pretty positive signs, and from a really young group, so I'm really excited about getting there.
Brad Crouch there on Channel 9 yesterday. Let's enter the racing world now. Kieran Ma speaking yesterday on Racing Pulse about where he sees Grand Slam settling in the run.
I think on pace, he'll definitely be on pace. Whether he leads or not, we'll work that out. But, I think that's the best way to utilise the weight advantage that the three-year-olds have. And, he was a... To see the sectionals when he was running the guineas, he was sort of sub-12 the whole way, so he was probably going to feel it at some time. He went a decent gallop the whole way, I thought he ran a very credible race, even though when he was when the two horses that finished in front of him got to him, he still toughed it out very well, and as I said, I reckon he's improved fitness-wise as well.
Grand Slam, the three-year-old, currently a $21 chance. John McNeil getting down to 49.5 kilos for the ride tomorrow, so good luck to him not eating much today, that's for sure. Let's head to his other runner now, Sir Dragonay, for the Mara and Eustace stable. Glenn Boss will take that ride. A $13 chance. How has he settled in over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah, he settled really well. So Harry Eustace, Dave's brother, had him over in quarantine in Newmark. He did it. He was very smooth there. He did a couple of nice pieces of work, and he seemed to travel really well. Come out, he settled in nicely, and you know, we give him about a week, a bit longer, just to settle in and gradually sort of edged his work up, and he did a nice piece there Saturday week ago, and then we took him to the valley when he got out of quarantine and did another nice piece of work there at Mooney Valley to give him a good look around. His fitness is very, very good. And James Winks has rode him all the way through since getting to quarantine. And he was on him again this morning at Caulfield and was very happy with him. I'm very happy with the horse going in. His fitness is good, and I've just freshened him up this week. You would think 2,000 around the valley would be as short and as sharp as he wants it, but he's certainly up and about and seems to have travelled well. And as you pointed out, you know, like, he's got form around arguably the best form horses in Europe. He should be very competitive also.
$13, Sir Dragonay, who will jump from barrier 7 at tab.com.au. Just in terms of the market, Russian Camelot leading the way at $4.60, Arcadia Queen at $5, out to Armory at $6, and then Probabil at $8.50, who Matt Sewell will be cheering home, we know, on Saturday afternoon. That's how it lies at the moment in the Cox Plate. Before we leave racing, let's hear from Kieran McAvoy. He's actually going to take the ride on Probabil on the weekend, and he says he doesn't want too much rain.
Well, I think she's got a good chance to run well. Obviously, it's a great lineup. You know, there's 14 in the field, and you can make a case for a good number of those. But I just like this mare. I've ridden her a fair bit. I've ridden her a heap of times, and either won or run second in her. So I do feel that she's gone to a new level this time. She's a lovely, big, strong mare. I think weight for age is no problems for her. 2,000 metres is no problem. She's only ran it at once, but she was narrowly beaten in a Group 1 binary on some rain-affected ground. But I just like the form that she's in. I worked in Sydney-Melbourne direction last Friday, and she was in good form. Nice, sharp work. She travelled down, and Patrick Payne gave her a look around the valley, which she looked to move well around there, which is promising. So she ticked that box, and pretty pleased to be on her. You know, she gets, being a four-year-old mare, she gets a little bit of a weight relief off of some of those older horses and the boys, which will help, obviously. I'm excited about it. She's drawn barrier 2. Will that be a good barrier come Cox Plate time with the predicted rain? I'm not sure, but we'll have to deal with it.
Kieran McAvoy speaking on Racing Pulse yesterday. In case you missed any of that interview, head to the podcast page, rsn.net.au, or subscribe to the Racing Pulse podcast at your local podcast store. Let's head to the NRL world now, where the Melbourne Storm are building up towards another grand final appearance under the leadership of Cameron Smith and Craig Bellamy. We'll start with Cam Smith here, who might have just left the door open to playing on next year.
I've spoken to a few of my ex-teammates that are now retired, and they've told me that it was just one day they woke up and just in their mind they didn't want to do it anymore, and that was the reason they knew it was time to finish up. So I haven't had that feeling yet.
He might go till he's 50. It's his 430th game on the weekend, Cameron Smith. Bear in mind, no one in the history of the NRL has played 400 matches, let alone heading towards 450 if he went on again next year. Let's hear from the coach, Craig Bellamy, on what has been one of the toughest seasons for the Storm and whether this might well be his greatest achievement as a coach if they do get the points on the weekend.
There's been some teams a little bit more disadvantaged than other teams because of you know, living away from home or because of travel. You know, some teams have had to travel more than other teams, and we're not trying to think about that yet. We're just trying to think about our preparation, and hopefully we can get that right.
Shield scores from yesterday. Now, before we hit the ad break, a couple of draws played out in the end, but some very important innings, especially for test selection. Travis Head maybe solidifying his spot in the middle order for the Australians. 171 not out from 265 deliveries. Important innings for him as well. South Australia at the time were 3 for 129. And then Travis Head was able to steady things after the top three in the order didn't make 50. So Travis Head, a nice innings there, but that match ending in a draw between South Australia and Tasmania. Meanwhile, for New South Wales, Cameron Green, geez, Whitey was flat yesterday when commentating this, falling agonisingly short of a double 100. He was out for 197 from 438 deliveries, 24s and 1-6 at a strike rate of just under 50. So fantastic innings by him. He's definitely put his name up in lights, and that was always going to be a draw anyway, with New South Wales making 6 for 443, WA 534 in reply, and then the captains came together at 2 for 107 and called it a day. Sean Abbott, man of the match for New South Wales. So with the ball yesterday, he took 6 for 89 in pretty tough conditions so for bowlers. So fair effort from Sean Abbott to go with a pretty handy innings with the bat as well. So that's how that finishes, a draw in both those Shield games. Time for a break at 10 to 6 on your Friday morning. On the other side of this, we'll whip through a couple more scores, including the golf from overnight overseas and a little bit of F1 news too, which will put a smile on a few people's faces who've been listening to the Breakfast Club over the last couple of months.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Oh, that was for a 59.
Almost a 59 for Laurie Canner overnight. Must admit, I haven't not heard of Laurie too much in the past, but the Englishman shooting 12 under and almost holing out there to go into the magical 50s. So it was on the cards, just missed. He's at 12 under the card. The next best is Burmester and Hansen. They're at 8 under. In terms of the Aussies in the Italian Open on the European Tour, you've got to scroll a long way down the leaderboard to Maverick Antcliffe, who is at 2 under the card in a tie for 66. Some of the other Aussies in the field include Jason Scrivener, who's one shot further back along with Wade Ormsby. And that's it for the Aussies. So hopefully they can make a few inroads on the second day there. Over at the Zozo Championship, we know Adam Scott had to withdraw after testing positive to COVID-19. A couple of Aussies have started pretty well. 2 under for both Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman through the opening 5 holes. The leader at the moment is Sebastian Munoz. He's at 5 under through 7 holes. A 2-shot lead there over a number of other players at 3 under the card. So hopefully Smith and Leish can fly the flag for Australia and make some inroads in their opening round. Jason Day, meanwhile, is even through his opening hole. So we'll keep an eye on those three Aussies, three of the best in the world of golf from an Australian point of view. Let's head now to some good F1 news from overnight. Now, Oscar Piastri, who is not a household name yet, but the boys on the Breakfast Club have spoken to him a couple of times after winning the F3 championship this year. He's actually been invited by Renault to trial their F1 car. Here's what the young Melburnian, just 18 years of age, had to say ahead of his F1 trial.
Something that I've been dreaming about basically my whole life. So yeah, massive thank you to the Renault Sport Academy for giving me this opportunity. And yeah, hopefully it's the first of many tests. But yeah, really looking forward to it and going to try and enjoy the experience as much as I can.
Before we head back to racing and footy in the build-up to a huge weekend, just an update from the Europa League this morning for Arsenal fans. They had a 2-1 win over Rapid Vienna earlier today. Later on, after 6 o'clock, Tottenham will play their first group game in the Europa League. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you through this Friday morning. Let's head to Kieran McAvoy now. Bit of a different preparation for Kieran. Had to jump in a car on Sunday, drive down and isolate. What's the week been? He spoke to Racing Pulse yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Different driving down to Melbourne and seeing what you guys have been made to deal with, with the regulations involved, and we've been quite lucky in Sydney, but it's been good. I've been able to do a bit of exercise and regroup after last weekend and do a bit of media and get ready for this weekend. I've had plenty of spare time, so no kids to run around after, so it's been enjoyable. So looking forward to the weekend. I'd like this rain to stay away, though, if possible.
Probabil tomorrow, an $8.50 chance in the Cox Plate. Looking forward to a huge day at the Valley. Cannot wait. Coverage, of course, all day on RSN. Let's head now to the footy world. We'll start with Tom Hawkins, who spoke yesterday ahead of yet another grand final.
Other than sort of what's being said in and around the media, it honestly just feels like another game. I mean, last week was a little bit the same in a preliminary final. We've obviously been there before and we're so close and, I hardly felt like it was. And then once you're in the game, you know that it's pretty high stakes and the way that the games are played are different. They're quicker and more contested. So, in some ways, it won't really sink in until I'm actually there and, you start to partake in a few of grand final, stuff here with you see the footies and you see the logos on the ground and a bit more fanfare. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that, but it really has just felt like another week. I think our expectation of players leading into the game is has been the same all year, and the circumstance of it just being a slightly subdued grand final week for us, because we've got so many guys that haven't played on an AFL grand final day. So so I think that certainly will be beneficial for us, but absolutely, we've said all along, if players are wanting to seek out any information from senior players that we're available, but our young guys play with a sense of confidence and we certainly trust them. So we feel like we're really well prepared. We've had a great week. We've had a great couple of weeks with the way that we've played and executed our game plan and style. So, yeah, we go in full of confidence.
Tom Hawkins speaking yesterday ahead of another grand final experience in them at both ends of his career. Good luck to the Cats and the Tigers tomorrow at the Gabba. That's it for the breakfast bite ahead of what is going to be a massive Friday, Saturday and Sunday on RSN. So much racing, so much sport. Can't wait, and I'm looking forward to the Breakfast Club coming up next with Half, Whitey and Rammer as well. Have a fantastic weekend. Hope you back a couple of winners through Manukato Stakes Night and Cox Plate Day tomorrow, and good luck to all those Tigers and Cats fans on Saturday night. We'll chat to you with all the fallout on Monday morning. Can't wait.